then the two covenants are described like this in verse 7. The old covenant is a ministry of death, spiritual death. And the new covenant is a ministry of spiritual life. The ministry of death and the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And then it's also described here as verse 9, a ministry of condemnation. The old covenant is a ministry of condemnation. They condemn others and they condemn themselves also. And they slip up. Perhaps you have set a certain standard before yourself. I'm a new covenant Christian, so I should live like this. And then sometime you fail in that level which you've set for yourself and you condemn yourself. Oh, I didn't come. Oh, I'm really good for nothing. And I condemn myself. That is old covenant. The old covenant is a ministry of condemnation. The new covenant is a ministry of righteousness. Verse 9. So I want to say a few words about this condemnation because I fear that there are many believers, perhaps some of you listening to me, who condemn yourselves. Okay, let me show you what Jesus said about it. John chapter 3, we all know John 3:16. I think all of you will know. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Very good verse. What's the next verse? Equally important. God did not send his son into the world to condemn. That's the word used in the King James, I think. To condemn. Very often the word judge in the New Testament, many places, when it says don't judge in Matthew 7:1, the meaning is don't condemn people. It's the same meaning. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Jesus came not to condemn anybody, but to save. It's a wonderful verse. If you feel condemned, I'll tell you what you need. You need salvation. You say, but I slipped up. Yeah, you slipped up. Confess it and finish with it. The blood of Jesus cleanses you from all sin. And God says, I will not remember your iniquities anymore. Then why are you condemning yourself? You think that by condemning yourself, you're showing remorse for your sin. No. Repentance is not condemning yourself. Repentance is not shedding a lot of tears. There may be tears. Repentance is turning around, saying, Lord, I never want to do that again. It's an act of the will. There may be tears, there may be sorrow, but we don't spend our time in condemning ourselves. Very often, self-condemnation is because I had a very high opinion about myself. And I thought, I will never do that. Boy, I've been part of RLCF, and how can I ever do such a thing like that? And then one day you do it, and you condemn yourself. Now, it's good to humble ourselves and say, Lord, I have pretty high thoughts about myself. There is no place for condemnation. So, let me show you John's Gospel, chapter 8. You know this very well-known story of the woman caught in adultery who was brought to Jesus. And Jesus said to the Pharisees, okay, you guys want to throw a stone at her? Let the one who is without sin cast the first stone. John 8, verse 7. That's all he said. And one by one, John 8, verse 9, all those Pharisees who wanted to condemn the woman went away. And then Jesus spoke to her and said, no one condemned you, woman? She said, no one, Lord. And listen to John 8, 11. This is what I call the New Covenant Gospel in two sentences. The New Covenant Gospel in two sentences. John 8, 11. I don't condemn you. Don't sin again. Got it? That's the message of the New Covenant. I don't condemn you. Don't sin again. Remember that all your life. That is the New Covenant Gospel in two sentences. No condemnation. No sense of God. I mean, this woman was, I don't know whether she was a prostitute or a regular adulteress who did it many, many times. I don't know, but whatever it is, no condemnation. We're not living in adultery. Even if you were, I'm in repentance. The Lord says, no condemnation. But don't take advantage of that. Don't sin again. In our case, it may not be adultery. It may be something else that we are repeatedly falling into. Okay. Come to Jesus. Confess your sin. Did you do it? Yes, Lord, I did it. I'm sorry. I want to turn and I want to turn and face you. No condemnation. I think we need to teach that even to our youngest children in our family. Don't condemn yourself and feel rotten and beat yourself. Oh, I did that. No. There are believers who do that. It's a Roman Catholic teaching. No, I don't want to condemn Roman Catholics. There are some God-fearing good people among them, even though their doctrines are wrong. But that is one of the things they have taught in the olden days. I've heard about monks and all lying on beds of nails and wearing clothes that have got nails in it so that they keep poking and condemning themselves and hurting themselves because of their sin. It's all a lack of understanding of what Christ did on the cross. The blood of Jesus cleanses us all from all sins. Not sleeping on beds of nails that disciplines you to overcome. No, that's all yoga. It's non-Christian religions that teach that. I don't condemn you. Go and sin no more. Surrender to Christ and let the Holy Spirit fill you. Walk in humility before Him. And He'll give you the power to overcome and you'll give all the glory to Him. You won't touch that glory yourself. So, no condemnation. God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world. And I want to turn now to Romans and chapter 8. No, first Romans chapter 5. In Romans chapter 5, we read. He's talking about justification by faith here. And then he goes on to say how living under the law brings condemnation. Romans and chapter 5. We are justified by faith and we have peace with God, verse 1, through the Lord Jesus Christ. And God demonstrates His love for us in verse 8, in that while we were sinners, Christ died for us. And now, it was death that reigned over everyone, verse 14, from Adam to Moses. But now, life, grace. So, in verse 16, you see that word coming, condemnation. The gift is not like the one which came through the one who sinned. From one hand, judgment arose from one sin, resulting in condemnation. But the free gift results in justification. This is the contrast I wanted you to see. There's condemnation and there's justification. You can't have both. You're either condemned or you're justified. Maybe you have sinned in something today or yesterday or a few times, and you really turned from it, and you feel sorry for it, and you've confessed it to the Lord. At the end of it, do you feel condemned, or do you feel justified? There's no neutral position. You're either condemned or justified. It says here, one brought condemnation, and the other just delivered you from condemnation. No, it brought justification. That means you're declared righteous. Once you feel condemned, and now it's as if I've never sinned in my life. See, the word justification means declared righteous. So it's not just that, it's more than I've never sinned in my life. You know, justified, just as if I had never sinned. No, it's more than that. Because just as if I had never sinned is a negative thing. No, just as if I had been righteous all my life. Here I've sinned, I've slipped up, and according to 1 John 1:9, I came into the light, confessed my sin, and 1 John 1:7, the blood of Jesus has cleansed me from all my sin. And Romans 5:1, we see here, I'm justified by faith. In Romans 5:9, the same chapter, Romans 5:9, I'm justified by the blood of Christ. Which means not just as if I'd never sinned, but just as if I had been righteous all along. You know the difference between not having sinned and being righteous? Not having sinned is a negative thing. Oh, I did not sin. Being righteous means I've lived a positive, righteous life all along. No, that's not true, because I've sinned so many times. But when I've confessed my sin and God declares me righteous, it is as if I've been righteous from the day I was born again. Now you look back, you and I look back to the day when we were first converted. And we say, boy, I've failed so many times from since that day. I'm painfully aware of the fact that I slipped up and dishonored the Lord so many times since the day I was born again 62 years ago. But I believe in the blood of Christ. Romans 5:9, justified by his blood. For me, it means not that I never sinned in 62 years, more than that, that I have been a perfectly righteous man every single moment of these 62 years.